加拉太书6章14节，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经定在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经定在十字架上。17节，从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。第三处经文，我们来读《哥林多后书》4章第10节。
And the third scripture we're going to read is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10.
哥林多后书四章十节，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。好，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你，我们感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. You gave us your word, and your word is a lamp upon our feet and light upon our path.
我们知道这世界都会过去，天地都会废去，但是神的话一笔一画都不会改变。
And we know that the world and the universe will pass away, but the word of God will never go away.
我们虽然现在有许多各样的灾祸，各样魔鬼撒旦的谎言，各样的诱惑试探，在动摇我们的信心。
We know in this world there's a lot of suffering, a lot of difficult, and the devil's all kind of falsehood try to shake our faith.
但是我们知道，圣灵已经将我们的信心建立在神话语的根基上面，是有根有基的。
But we know God has built, God and the Holy Spirit has built our faith upon the word foundation of word of God, and has it's a solid foundation and a root.
愿神的话语带领我们前面的道路，愿神的话语成为我们生命的粮食，让我们软弱的能够变刚强，让我们能够重新得力。
And may the word of God guide us. May the word of God become the bread of life, so we can be, those are weak can become strong. We have the strength.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们都知道今年的复活节很快就要到了，在我们思想复活之前呢，我们要先来思想死亡。
And we know that Easter is coming next week. And but before we think Easter is about resurrection, but before we think about resurrection, let's think about death.
圣经告诉我们，死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。
And the Bible tell us death is the ending of everyone's ending, conclusion. And those who live should put this in our heart.
前段时间我看到一个新闻报道，就是我们的总统Trump 先生，他看到纽约医院的一些情况，Trump 感到心里非常的忧伤和难过。
And not long ago, I see a newscast, and this is talk about our president when he saw something happening in the hospital of New York, and he is very sad and worried.
总统感到非常的震惊啊！他第一次看到那么多的装尸体的袋子堆在医院，到处都是，堆在走廊上面。
And the president expressed that he was very shocked because it's the first time he saw many body bags was piled up and piled up in the hallway of the hospital.
他说这个尸体太多了，甚至都拿那个冷藏车来拖这个尸体。
And he said that the body is so many and they have to use the freezer truck to haul away those bodies.
他说这是在纽约的皇后区，那谁能想得到呢？他说他从来没有见过这样的事情。
And he said, who can imagine this type of thing can happen in the Queen's area of New York? And he never thought he would see this type of thing.
事实上，现在这个新冠病毒的蔓延，事实上让我们很多人事实上在目睹一场葬礼。
And as a matter of fact, this COVID-19, COVID-19 situation happened around the world. It actually is like for all of us, a witness a funeral.
我们一起来读一处圣经的经文，是在传道书七章第二节到第四节。
I will read you a passage of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 2 to 4. You can see on the screen.
传道书七章二节，往糟上的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。忧愁强如喜笑，因为面带愁容，终必使心喜乐。智慧人的心在糟丧之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。事实上，我们今天看到这个疫情的蔓延，我们在看到很多人死去。
And today, when we see the spread of the COVID-19, and we see a lot of people died out of this.
那么圣经告诉我们，当我们去到遭丧之家，或者当我们来目睹一个葬礼的时候。
And the Bible told us when we go to the house of a mourning, or when we witness a funeral.
我们要思想，死是众人的结局。
And we want to think, we need to think, this is the end of all man.
死是众人的结局是什么意思呢？
And what that means, that death is the end of all man.
这个意思就是说，当我看到那个尸体带的时候，当我看在那个人躺在棺材里的时候，我要知道我某一天我就是那个人。
And so that what that means is when I see this body bag and when I see the body laid on the coffin, and I have to realize that one day I will be that way.
这就是圣经告诉我们，当我们来去到葬礼，当我们看到别人的死亡的时候，圣经告诉我们，我们要想，这是我的结局啊，我有一天就是这样的。
And this is what the Bible.Tell us when we go to the house of mourning, when we see the people died, and we have to come to realize this is the end of me, and one day I'll be like that.
我们想象一下，如果躺在棺材里的人就是我，躺在尸体袋里的人就是我。
And let's imagine if I'm the one that in the body bag, or I'm the one laid down on the coffin.
那么周围的人可能在谈论啊，他说啊，这一位他曾经是一个大富翁。
And let's imagine that when I lie down the coffin and the people around that is talking, hey, this guy is a great, it's a rich man, billionaire.
很多人就说哦，这个人是最聪明的，他的 IQ 是500-600。
And someone said, oh, this guy is the smartest person, and he has an IQ of 500 or 600.
很多人说，哦，这个人，哦，他有多么大的房子，啊，他拥有多少多少的豪华的游艇。
And another said, oh, this guy has so many mansions and also have a wonderful yacht.
想象一下，这一切对那个躺在尸体袋里的人，躺在棺材里的人，这一切有意义吗？
And imagine all those talking have any meaning to the person who lied in the coffin.
我们前几个礼拜，我们思想主耶稣所说的财主和拿撒路的故事。
A couple of weeks ago, in our Sunday message, we think about the Bible about Jesus told about the wealth man and Lazarus.
我们知道，当财主死的时候，他是有一场葬礼的。
And we know that the rich man, when he died, there is a funeral.
可能在财主的葬礼上面，很多人就会说：“哦，这个财主是多么多么的有钱呐！”
And maybe in this rich man's funeral, some people say talking and how rich he is, how many money he has. Yeah.
很多人说，哦，这个财主，哇，他曾经有多么好的享受啊！他吃过多很多很多的美好、最美好的食物。
And maybe someone tells, oh, this in his lifetime he enjoyed so many things and eat so many good food.
圣经甚至记载这个财主穿非常昂贵漂亮的衣服。
And the Bible even recorded that wealthy man actually wear very beautiful, very expensive clothing.
但是圣经却记载现在那个财主在地狱里他在想什么呢
?But Bible recorded that the wealthy man, the rich man actually in the hell, what he was thinking.
他说这些有意义吗这些有意义这一点意义都没有。
And he was thinking all this that meaningful and all the things that I had before actually is meaningless to me now.
我穿什么样的衣服我曾经吃过什么样的东西我曾经拥有多少地上的财富这完全没有意义。
What kind of clothing I wear before, what kind of good food I have ate, and how many wealth I possessed.And has no meaning at all at this moment to me.
这时候财主他只想我在地上我的那些弟兄们他们还活在这个世界上他千万不要像我这样活着像我曾经那样活着。
And the wealthy man actually at that time, he was thinking that my brothers, they still live now. He was thinking that they should definitely not live like me.
这就是圣经告诉我们的。
That's what the story Bible told us. Bible teaches us.
我们看到葬礼的时候，我们看到尸体带的时候，我们会说，这就是我的结局，我有一天也是这样的。
So when we see the funeral, when we see the body bag, and we have to come to realize this is my end, and one day I will be like that.
然后当我们这样去思考的时候我们才会得到真正的人生的智慧。
And so when we put this in our heart, then we will gain the true wisdom of a life.
这个人生智慧就是让我们真正的来思考什么是我们人生中最重要的事情。
And this wisdom basically led us to think what is the most important things in our life.
在这个世上在这个地上你拥有多少金钱真的是那么重要吗
Is that important how many money you own? Is that really important?
你得到多少人们给你的掌声人们给你的称赞真的那么重要吗
Is that really important that how many praise you get from other people?
很多时候我们努力在证明啊，我比所有的人都聪明啊，我比所有的人都优秀啊，我的种族我的文化啊，比所有的其他种族文化都好我们在争这些东西
And so many times we try our best to try to prove to other people I'm the most smart people my culture is superior my race is superior we argue for all those things
真的那么重要吗
Are they really important?
你会死的我也会死的
And you will die and I will die
你拥有再多的掌声你拥有再多的财富你享受再多的生活的享受你拥有再多的名牌包包
And no matter how many wealth you possess how many praise you get how many money you haveHow many famous coach bag you have?
真的那么重要吗
Are they really important?
当你躺在那个尸体袋的时候当我躺在那个尸体袋的时候这一切真的那么重要吗
When you lie down the body bag or when I lie down that body bag, are they really important? The things that we talk about is really important?
所以这就是圣经告诉我们活着的人我们今天活着的人要把这些事情放在我们的心里。
So that's what the Bible teaches here. It said we who are living should well take those into our heart.
圣经在箴言四章二十三节告诉我们你要保守你的心胜过保守一切因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
And the proverb says you have to guide your heart for everything because you do flows from it. Your heart, everything you do flows from your heart.
我们刚才所读的经文，我们心里要放什么？
So the passage we just read is said, what should we put in our heart?
我们要思想死亡是我的结局，我们心里要思想这个东西。
And we don't put in our heart is the, this is the end of our life. We got to put this in our heart.
当我们心里在思想死亡是我人生的结局，我们才会真正在活着的时候真正过一个有意义有智慧的人生。
And when we put this in our heart, which is death is the end of my life, then we actually have gained the wisdom to live a life of have a meaning.
我们心里思想死亡，我们才知道对于活着的人，什么才是真正重要的事情。
When we put the end, death is the end of your life, our life into our heart, then we can really think what is important.To me, when I live,
我们做任何的事情，大事小事，我们说任何的话，都是由我们的心发出。
And the Bible said, because anything, everything, what do we speak, what do we do, it's everything you do flows from our heart.
而我们心里想，我们在地上的结局是死亡，所以我们就会去明白。我们人生应该做什么？应该追求什么
？So when we put this in our heart, which is death is the end of a life, then we come to realize what we should do while we live.
今天没有人喜欢来思想死亡。
And probably today, no one would enjoy to thinking about death.
我们谈论死亡，思想死亡，会让我们可能暂时忧愁。
And when we think about this, maybe gave us some kind of worries or sadness about in bringing to our heart.
但是圣经告诉我们，忧愁强如喜笑，因为面带忧愁，终必使心喜乐。
But Bible says, like you see on the screen, sorrow is better than laughter, and for the by a sad.Contents the heart is made better.
今天我们世人，我们不愿意去思想死亡，我们不愿意去思想上帝永远的审判，我们追求短暂的快乐。
And today we avoid think about death. We avoid to thinking about ultimate judgment of God. We seek a temporal happiness in our life.
啊，所以你会看见今天这个世界越是什么低俗的。快餐的文化越是受欢迎。
And so you can see in this world, anything is fast, it's just like a fast food is more popular.
啊，我们就要快快的喜乐。我们事实上，我们在麻痹自己，我们让自己忘记一些事情，不去思想一些事情。
And we just want everything come fast, happy, a quick happiness. And we want to all have those all quick happiness to numb ourselves so we can forget what the something important.
啊，这就是今天这个世界所提供给我们的各种文化、各种娱乐、各种思想，就是让事实上是麻痹我们。
And so this is this world today provides us all kind of culture, entertainment, and the thinking or whatever that try to numb us, make us don't think about those things.
这就像旧约的那些假先知所提供给世界的。
And it's just like describing the Old Testament that how they provided to the world.
啊，在耶利米书六章十四到十五节谈到这些旧约的假先知。
And Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14, 15, talk about, describe how those false prophets and to mislead God's people.
他们轻轻呼呼地医治我百姓的创损伤，说平安了，平安了，其实没有平安。
And they have also healed the hurt of my people slightly and saying peace, peace, when there is no peace.
十五节，他们行可憎的事，知道惭愧吗？不然，他们毫不惭愧，也不知羞耻，因此他们必在扑倒的人中扑倒。我向他们讨罪的时候，他们必致跌倒。这是耶和华说的。
And verse 15 further describe how those false prophets doing the things, how they do, and how, what's that kind of things you can see on the screen.
所以今天让我们都做一个清醒的人，做一个清醒的基督徒。
So that I hope that we today we can all become a people, a Christian with a clear mind. We awake.
我们不要像世界听信那些谎言，我们去追求短暂的快乐，追求短暂的麻痹。
We don't want to follow the current of the world, follow the world to seek that short temporal happiness.
圣经让我们来思想死亡，我们就来思想死亡。
And when Bible said put death in our heart, let's just put death in our heart.
这可能会让我们暂时忧愁，但是会让我们活着的人知道我们该怎么活。
It may be put a temporary sorrow and sadness in our heart, but it will let us know how should we live.
让我们知道什么是人生真正重要的事情。
And let us know what's the most important things in our life.
圣经甚至告诉我们，我们身上要常带着耶稣的死。
And the Bible.Teaches us, said we all carry around in our body the deaths of Jesus.
在腓立比书三章十节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, Paul said that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of the suffering in conformed to his death.
所以我们不仅是思想死亡，让我们知道人生的真谛，人生的意义到底是什么。
We're not only put the death, we're not putting the death into our heart, so we can think about the meaning of a life. What's the true meaning of a life?
圣经甚至让我们去效法耶稣的死。
And the Bible even teaches us we want to be conformed to his death, Jesus' death.
也就是说耶稣是怎么死的？我们要像他那样一样去死。
And it basically says how Jesus died, we got be conformed to his death, like his death.
我们今天一想到福音，一想到主耶稣所带来的福音，我们往往会这样想。
And when we think about the gospel that Jesus Christ bring to us, we always think this way.
耶稣给我今生丰盛的生命。
Jesus gave me abundant life today.
耶稣还要给我们永远的生命，来世还要得百倍。
And Jesus gave me eternal life, and I have a hundredfold life.
是不是这样的呢？
And is that the case?
是这样的，圣经确实是这样说的。
It is, and the Bible does teach that way.
耶稣是要让我们得着今生的丰富的生命，还要让我们来世得到百倍，得到永生。
And Jesus come is want to give us abundant life in this life, and also he'll give us eternal life, hundredfold eternal life.
但是耶稣在这之前，他告诉我们，我们想要得到这样的生命，我们首先要舍己。
And but Jesus' teaching is that if we want to have this type of life, before that we have to deny ourselves.
耶稣说，我们想要得到这样的生命，我们必须要重生。
And Jesus said, if we want to have this life, we have to be born again.
这是什么意思呢？
What that means?
我们否认我们自己，舍己，否认我们自己。
And we deny ourselves.
我们要被圣灵所重生，就是以前的那个我一定要死去，要死去。
We will be regenerated by the Holy Spirit. So the former me, the fresh me has to die.
我要重新被圣灵所重生。
And I will be born out of the Holy Spirit.
那么我们今天就来思想耶稣基督的死。
So we'll think about today, let's think the death of Jesus Christ.
圣经让我们不仅要思想死亡，我们甚至要效法耶稣的死。
And the Bible not only said that we'll put the death in our heart, but even say we're being conformed into the death of Jesus Christ.
耶稣是死在十字架上。
Jesus died on the cross.
我们来读加拉太书的六章十四节。
I'll read you the Colossians chapter 6 verse 14. I'll read, you can read on the screen.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因这十字架就我而论，世界已经定在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经定在十字架上。耶稣被钉死在十字架上，圣灵感动使徒保罗。
Jesus was crucified on the cross.
圣灵感动使徒保罗在这里说，使徒保罗说，我也钉在十字架上。
So Holy Spirit that teaches Paul said he understand he himself also crucified on the cross.
所以保罗在这里说，我跟耶稣一样的，我也钉在十字架上。
So.Paul basically said, I'm the same as Jesus Christ, and I was nailed on the cross as well.
所以被钉在十字架上，第一个意思就是告诉我们，对于世界来说，我已经死了，死在十字架上了。
And that means to world, I'm dead. I died on the cross.
那么对于我来说，世界也死了，世界对于我来说没有任何的意义作用了。
To me, the world is dead too, and the world doesn't have things can act on me, and has no meaning to me.
所以我们今天效法耶稣的死，死在十字架上。第一个让我们看到，就是我们怎样来看这个世界。世界是死的，我对世界也是死的。
So for us, the meaning of being conforming to the death of Christ is means that how we look at this world.And to me, the world is dead. And to world, I'm dead.
那么在约翰一书二章十五到十七节，我给大家读一下，大家可以看到这个屏幕。
And First John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, I'll read for you, and you can look at the screen.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在它里面了。因为凡世上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。这经文告诉我们，什么叫世界对于我来说已经钉在十字架上，或者我对于世界来说，我已经钉在十字架上。
And the passage I just read basically describes us in some more detail. What does that mean? That to me, the world is dead, and to world, I'm dead and crucified on the cross.
也就是说，我不再爱这个世界了。
So number one can see I do not love the world.
具体的说。世界提供给我的这三样东西，满足我肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，我对这些已经没有兴趣了。
And if you want to go to more detail, basically the world can provide me the three things, the lust of flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life, I have no interest at all now.
这，我是一个死人，这些东西影响不了我，诱惑不了我了，我死掉了。
I'm a dead person. I'm a dead. So all those things cannot have effect on me. Cannot tempt, have a temptation on me.
那么对于我来说，这些东西对我来说没有任何作用，所以他也死掉了。
And so to me, because they don't have an impact on me, so they looks like dead to me.
所以这就是。效法耶稣的死，就是第一个，我们对世界是这样的态度。
And so this is so-called being conforming to the death of Christ. That's That's the first thing, how our attitude towards the world.
因为这世上的一切，这些情欲的事情都会过去的。
And because that says the world is passing away, the lust of it also are passing away.
没有真正的价值。
And they'll have eternal meaning and have a value.
啊，我享受过多少肉体上的欲望的享受，欲望的满足。
How many enjoy things and how many flesh desire have been satisfied?
啊，我今生的骄傲得到多大的满足？我得到多少的称赞？多少的掌声？
How many pride of life have been satisfied? How many praise I got from other people, from the world?
这一切都会过去的。
And all this will pass away.
没有真正的意义和价值。
They don't have a true meaning and a value.
我们只有去遵行神的旨意，这才是有真正的价值。
And the only things that have a true meaning and value is that who does the will of God.
这就是主耶稣基督对这个世界的态度。
And this is how Jesus' attitude towards the world.
在马太福音四章记载了魔鬼对耶稣的试探。
And the book of Matthew recorded the temptation that devil did upon Jesus Christ.
我给大家来读一下这一处经文，大家可以看到这个屏幕。
I just read it for you and you can look at the screen.
马太福音四章第八节到第十节，第八节，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。对他说，你若服服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。这就是耶稣对这个世界上荣华的耶稣的态度。
And so this is the Jesus' attitude towards the world and all its, if you call the glory or the richness.
耶稣对这些没有兴趣。
And Jesus has no interest in these things.
耶稣唯一专注的就是侍奉上帝，怎样的来侍奉上帝，顺服上帝，敬拜神。
And the only focus of Jesus is that how he served God, how he worshiped God, and worship alone, only.
魔鬼撒旦拿世上的荣华来诱惑耶稣，完全没有作用。
And the Satan actually used all the wandering of this world to try to put a temptation upon Jesus, but they don't take effect. They don't have any impact on Jesus.
魔鬼撒旦恨不得对耶稣说，你是不是傻？你是不是笨？这都是钱呐。
And the devil probably at that time tried to yell to Jesus, are you fool?Look at this all monies.
魔鬼对耶稣说，你是不是死人啊？这是权力啊，权力多好啊。
And the devil probably talked to Jesus, hey, are you dead? Did you see that the things I gave you is all power? How good if you have a power?
耶稣像死人一样。
And Jesus like dead to all this.
这东西对他没兴趣。
And he has no interest in those things.
我们来看使徒保罗对世界的态度。
And let's look at Paul's attitude towards the world.
使徒保罗在腓立比书三章八节这样说，我给大家读一下。
And Philippians 3a, and Paul says this, I'll read it and you can look at the screen.
使徒保罗说，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，当作粪土，为要得着基督。这就是保罗对世界的态度。
And that's what Paul's attitude towards the world.
跟主耶稣基督一样的。
And the same as Jesus Christ.
哇，这个世界上的荣华，这个世界上的财富，这个世界上的权力、荣耀，保罗说，对他来说没有丝毫的意义。
And Paul here said, no matter the wealth and the power and the glory of this world has no meaning to him.
他只在乎一件事。
And he only cares about one thing.
他只要得着主耶稣基督。
and he won gain Christ.
所以对于这个世界来说，对于世界上的荣华，眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲来说，保罗就像死了一样。
So for this world, whether the lust of flesh, lust of eyes, pride of life, and all those things are dead to Paul.
对于保罗来说，世界上这些东西也都像没有生命的东西，没有价值，像死的东西，对他来说没有任何的意义。
And to Paul, this things has no life. There's no meaning. It has no meaning to him.
所以我们今天从圣经看到，智慧的心是在朝上之家。圣经让我们来思考死亡。
And So we see that Bible teaches that the wisdom heart with wisdom actually, it will lead us to the house of mourning. Bible teaches we're thinking about death, put death in our heart.
当我们真正思想死亡的时候，我们才明白生命中什么到底是最重要的。
And we truly think about death, then we come a true understanding of what important in our life.
圣经同样也告诉我们，啊，我们不仅思想死亡，我们甚至要效法耶稣基督死在十字架上。
And the Bible not only teaches we need to put death in our heart, but more than that, Bible actually teaches we will be conformed into the death of Christ.
耶稣被钉死在十字架上，我们也要像耶稣那样。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, and we will be like Jesus.
那被钉在十字架上，第一个让我们看到的就是，对于世界来说，已经死掉了。
And we were crucified the cross. The meaning is the first things that, to the world, I'm dead.
那些诱惑试探，那些荣华富贵，那些权力名誉，对于我来说，已经没有办法影响我，没有办法诱惑我了。
All the temptation of fame, wealth, and power.Has no impact on me. They cannot have a temptation on me.
我们再来看效法耶稣的死的第二个方面。
And the second thing is, let's see what means being conformed into the death of Christ.
Second, 第二个方面就是我们对自己死。
And the second is means we died to ourselves.
这是什么意思呢？
What that means.
我们来看耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
Let's look at how Jesus prayed in the garden.
我给大家读一下，大家看到这个大屏幕。
And I'll read Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
马太福音26:39，他就稍往前去，伏伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”第二次又去祷告说：“我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意旨成全。”44节，耶稣又离开他们去，第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。这里就告诉我们，钉在十字架上什么意思？就是对自己死，否认自己。
And here shows us that what that means, a crucified cross, and that means we die to ourselves, we deny ourselves.
对自己死，就是说我的想法、我的愿望、我的意志不重要了，不重要了。
And die to ourselves means that my thinking, my will, and my thoughts or my plan is no longer important.
我愿顺服神的旨意。
I want to submit the will of God.
耶稣基督对跟从他的门徒说，门徒要跟从他就要舍己。
And Jesus talked to his disciples, said, if you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself.
路加福音9:23-24。
And the book of Luke, chapter 9:23-24, I'll read it. You can look at the screen.
23节，耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。 因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。耶稣对那些要跟从他的门徒说，你们必须首先否定你们自己，舍掉你们自己原有的老旧的生命。
And what Jesus basically told his people, the try to disciples that want to follow him, he said, if you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself. You have to give up your old life.
然后耶稣说，啊，你反要想救自己生命的，你反而会失去生命。
Jesus basically says, if you want to hold on, if you want to save your old life, then you will lose the life.
也就是说，我不想放弃我自己的意志，我不想放弃我自己的喜好，我不想放弃我自己的愿望。如果我坚持要这样做的话
，It basically says, if I don't want to give up my desire, if I don't want to give up my my preference, if I don't want to give up my will, I insist I don't want to give up.
耶稣说，你越是这样的话，你越是会失去生命，你会真正的死了。
And basically, Jesus said, if you like this, then you will lose life. You will die.
Genuinely. 然后耶稣说，你愿意把自己的意志，把自己原来你所坚持，你的想法，你的意志，你的渴望，全部因为耶稣的缘故，你全部丢掉了，全部舍弃了。
And then Jesus said, if you gave up all your desire, your will, your hope, you give everything up.
为了耶稣基督的缘故
，and for the sake of Jesus Christ，
耶稣说：“你这样，你才真正的得了生命，你才挽救了你自己。
”And only then you got life, you saved yourself.
我们可以一起来看到。加拉太书二章二十节的前半部分。
We can look at the first half of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
保罗圣灵感动保罗是这样说，保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the Holy Spirit actually let Paul say that way. He said, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
保罗说的就是他其实已经死了，他已经死了。
Paul basically said he's dead.
保罗说现在我没有，不是我在活，是耶稣基督在我里面活。
And the one who lives is not me anymore, it's the Christ lives in me.
以前的保罗已经死掉了，现在活过来的这一个是完全顺服基督的这一个。
And he basically says The Paul before is dead, and now the one who lives is the one that actually is the new one actually submit to God.
我们一起来读加拉太书六章十四和十七节。我们再一次一起来读一遍。
And I want us to read this again. Galatians chapter 6 verse 14 and 17. Let's read it again.
十四节。但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经定在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经定在十字架上。十七节，从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。保罗在这里说，他身上带着耶稣的印记。
And about...Paul said, "Is that now I have, I bear my body the marks of the Lord Jesus."
那么这个耶稣的印记到底是什么印记呢
？And what is the marks of the Lord Jesus?
我们看上文的经文，我们就知道，这就是一个钉十字架的记号。
And we know from if I the passage at the 14.It basically, this mark is the mark of nailed on the cross. That mark.
这个印记就是说一个死亡的印记，就是我已经死了，我已经死了，我身上有这样的一个印记。
And the marks is just marks of death. I have in my body. I have these marks. The marks I have been died.
我已经像耶稣基督那样已经被钉死在十字架上，所以人啊，你都不要再搅扰我，你看到我身上有这个死亡的印记，有这个十字架的印记，你就不需要再来搅扰我了。
And so Paul basically says, if people, if you see myself, if you see the mark in my body that I've died with the cross, as a Lord Jesus Christ, then so you don't have to be trouble me, don't bother me.
也就是说这个世界的诱惑试探，世界的荣华，世界的各种欲望，不要再来诱惑试探我，不要再来搅扰我了。
So basically it's all the world things, the desire and all the things and the wealth, whatever, don't bother me, don't bother to get touch with me.
因为你看到我有十字架的印记，我有与耶稣同钉十字架的这个记号在我身上。
But Paul basically said to the world, hey, just look at, I have the mark of our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣从死里复活，耶稣身上是有记号的。
And when Jesus risen from death, he has a mark in his body.
他的肋旁有这个枪伤，手上是有钉痕。
And his body there is a wound that pierces through, and he has a nail, the mark of nail in both his hand.
每一个信靠跟从主耶稣基督的人，我们身上也会带上这样的记号。
Everyone who follow Christ, Christian, we should have this type of mark as well.
看到耶稣的记号啊，我们就会想到在基督徒的历史当中有一个非常非常伟大的宣教士李文斯顿。
And when we talk about the mark of Lord Jesus, and we think about in the history of Christian history, there's a great evangelist and as Livingstone.
啊，李文斯顿可以说是最伟大的宣教士之一，他是第一个去到当时非洲大陆最深最深的内地的基督教宣教士。
Livingstone actually is the greatest, you can consider the greatest evangelist, and he's the first one not go to Africa, but he go to the most inland of Africa.
在李文斯顿之前，没有人去到非洲那么内地的地方。
Before Livingstone, actually, no one actually go to the most inland area of the Africa.
然后李文斯顿说，他去到非洲只有一个目的，就是为了还福音的债。
And Livingstone basically said that the purpose he went to Africa is the only sole purpose he want to pay the debt of gospel.
这是保罗在罗马书一章十四节保罗所表达的，就是我们重生得救的人，我们欠外邦人不认识耶稣的人福音的债，我们要向他传福音，我们要还这样的债。
And this is the concept that actually Paul expressed in the book of Romans. He said all those of us who become a Christian, we own a debt of a gospel to the people that hasn't heard the gospel yet. We own the debt that we have the responsibility to preach the gospel to those people. We own that debt of a gospel.
李文斯顿他是英国的医学院毕业，他是做医生的。
And Livingstone actually graduated from Britain, and he is a doctor from a medical school.
他本来想是去到中国去做宣教士。
He was originally thought he want to go to China become an evangelist.
后来在那个时候就是鸦片战争爆发，他去不了中国，结果他就去了非洲。
And at that time, because opium wars broke up, so he cannot go to China, so he went to Africa.
他放弃在英国做医生的一个非常好的非常受尊重然后收入很高的职业。
And he gave up a profession as a doctor in Britain, and of course it's a very honorable position, honorable profession, and will earn a lot of money.
他去到非洲成为非洲第一个真正意义上的医生。
And so he went to Africa and it actually became a true meaning of the first doctor in Africa.
然后他把福音带到非洲从来没有人去过的地方。
And also he brought the gospel to the area that in Africa that no one ever go there.
李文斯顿对世界的荣华没有丝毫的兴趣。
And Livingstone had no interest in the glory of this world.
然后他去到非洲，他当时非常严厉地批评那些留在非洲沿海大城市的一些西方的基督徒、西方的宣教士。
And actually, when he went to Africa, he actually had a harsh criticism about those Christian, Western Christian and evangelists. They went to Africa, but they only stayed in the coast area of Africa.
他们只留在这些基督徒，西方的基督徒留在非洲沿海的一些大城市，他们根本不愿意，事实上根本不愿意跟当地的非洲人有任何的接触，他们也不愿意去到非洲内地。
And those Western Christian at that time or evangelists, they just come to the big city around the coast, and they are even not willing to have any union or any connection with the local people, not even talking about go to the inland of the Africa.
李文斯顿严厉地批评他们，他们甚至成为奴隶贩子的帮凶，他们帮助那些奴隶贩子贩卖很多黑人奴隶卖到西方世界。
And Livingstone actually has a harsh criticism of some of the Christians. At that time, those people are actually has, they become a helper of the slave trader.
然后李文斯顿非常严厉地批评这些人，李文斯顿他甚至他自己不仅自己去到非洲内地，他还让黑人与他一起做同工，他与黑人在一起共事传福音。
And he has a very harsh criticism of this type of behavior, and then he himself is he went to the inland, and he not went to the inland, he also have the local people, black peopleAfrican people to as his co-worker to preach the gospel.
他的这种行为就是让当地人，就是当地的黑人跟他做同工，把真的把别人当弟兄看。他的这种行为引起当时很多很多西方基督徒极大的愤怒。
And what he did at that time basically used the local African Christian as his co-worker actually caused great anger among some Western Christian.
然后以至于当时英国的教会宣布跟李文斯顿断绝一切的关系。
And because of this, the British church, a Britain church in Britain actually claimed they will cut off any connection with the Livingstone.
所以李文斯顿他自己一个人深入到非洲内地，他没有任何外部的人去支持他，没有任何的当时西方的教会去支持他，他完全靠他自己。
So Livingstone went to the inland of Africa is by himself alone. There's no support from any church at that time.
因为大家当时的这个西方教会都讨厌他，因为他总是批评西方教会。
Because at that time, the Western church actually just don't like him because he has so many criticism of the church.
孤身一人进入非洲内地的李文斯顿肯定是非常孤单。
And a person that just himself went to inland of the Africa continental, of course, is very lonely.
但他不孤独。
But he's not alone.
他向上帝祷告说，他说，主啊，你可以差我到世界上任何地方去。
And he prayed to God, he said, the Lord, you can send me to any place in this world.
只要你愿意与我同行，你可以给我加上任何的重担。
And he said, as long as you walk with me, and you can put any burden upon my shoulder.
他只要你愿意，你可以切断我与世界一切的联系。
And the Lord, if you're willing, you can cut off any connection I have to the world.
所以李文斯顿身上有基督的印记。
So Livingstone, in his body, it has the marks of Lord Jesus.
他跟世界的联系，他说上帝你可以全部切断，我跟世界可以没有联系。
And he prayed to God. He said, God, you can cut all the connection I had with the world. I can have no connection with the world.
我对世界可以已经死了。
I can die to the world.
世界看我 也像一个死人，当时的西方世界 西方教会把他就赶出去了。
And the world look at me can be like as a dead person as well. Actually, as a matter of fact, at that time, some church in the West actually justcast them out of the church.
然后在非洲啊，服侍了十六年之后啊。
And after 16 years, he served at Africa continental.
啊，当时他在当时的苏格兰，也就是今天的英国，他的母校邀请他回到母校做演讲。
And after 16 years, when he served in Africa.And it's the university he used to attend and invite him in Scotland, and it's today's Britain, and invite him back to the school to give a lecture, give a speech.
后来他回到母校，他开始做演讲的时候，他已经完全是人们所完全没有办法认得的一个样子。
And we went to the university and give his speech. No one can actually recognize him.
他身上无数的伤痕，就是跟野兽搏斗留下的伤痕。
And on his body there's a lot of wound, and there's the mark left because he fight with the animals, a beast.
然后他跟一些奴隶贩子的这个战斗，也给他留下无数的伤痕，无数的这个残障。
And also in his body, a lot of wound is not only fight with the animals, but he fight with those slave trader, and also left a lot of scars.
的皮肤已经是完全像皮革那样粗糙啊。
And he's a white, but his skin is like a leather.
后来李文斯顿形容他自己，他说我现在就是一堆骨头。
And later, Levinson actually just described himself. He said, I'm just like a part of bone.
这就是耶稣基督的记号。
And this is how that in Levinson, he has the mark of the Lord Jesus.
对于世界来说，李文斯顿就像已经被钉在十字架上一样。
To the world, Levinson isNailed on the cross.
然后李文斯顿他看自己，他说我就像已经死了，我就是一堆骨头。
And Livingston looked at himself. He said, "I'm dead man. I'm just like a pile of bones."
李文斯顿被人称为非洲之父。
And Livingston is called the father of Africa.
然后在他六十岁的时候，他死在了非洲。
And in his 60 years old, he died on Africa.
然后，他的同伴发现他，他当时正在书桌那里祷告的时候，他被主接去了。
And his companion, his coworker, and find he was died on his desk while he was praying, and the Lord take him away.
当时他所在的地方已经是非洲最中心的地方。
And the place where he were at is the most center place of Africa.
当地的人非常爱他，所以就把他的心脏取出来，埋葬在今天赞比亚的一棵树下面。
And the people, local people actually love him so much, and they took his heart and buried in a place under a tree, and that place is in today's Zambia.
然后那个地方呢，不仅仅是地理上非洲的中心。
And this place actually is not only is this in the geography, it's the center of Africa.
那个地方人们说，那里埋葬了一颗最爱非洲人的心。
And the people said in that place, there's a buried a heart that loved Africa the most.
所以那个地方被称为非洲的中心。
And so this place actually is called the heart of the Africa.
然后李文斯顿的遗体后来就被人运到了英国，路上花了超过一年的时间。
So Livingstone's body was shipped back to Britain, and it took about a year.
当他运到英国的时候，人们已经无法完全无法辨认这是谁了。
And when the body was shipped back to Britain, as no one actually can recognize who that person is.
然后人们通过李文斯顿身上一个记号，就认出这个尸体，这个遗体就是李文斯顿的遗体。
But the people from one mark in this body, and the people recognize this body is Livingstone's body.
然后人们就说这个记号就是耶稣基督的印记。
And the people said this mark is the mark of our Lord Jesus.
那么这个记号到底是什么呢？
So what marks the people's talk? What is the mark people talking about?
这个记号就是李文斯顿曾经被狮子咬过，狮子在他的肩膀上面留下了11个很深很深的这个牙齿的咬痕，狮子牙齿的咬痕。
And this mark is that Livingstone used to bit by a lion, and so in his body there's 11 lion teeth mark.
人们就看见这个遗体上面有这个狮子留下的11个很深很深的咬痕，人们就说这就是李文斯顿的遗体，因为这个就是耶稣基督的印记。
And then when people see this 11 lion teeth mark, and they said, well, this is the Livingstone's body, and the mark is the mark of Lord Jesus.
今天我们从圣经中看到，当我们来思想死亡的时候，是对我们人生真正是有益处的事情。
And today, when we look at through Bible, we know when we put death in our heart, it's a benefit to us, to our life.
圣经也告诉我们，我们如果要得着那真正的生命，我们首先必须要效法耶稣基督的死。
And the Bible also teaches us if we want to have a true life, then we have to be conformed.Into the death of Christ.
像耶稣基督那样被钉死在十字架上。
And like Jesus to be nailed on the cross.
对世界来说死了。
And to the world, we are dead.
对我们自己老旧的生命，我自我的生命，我自己的意志死了，我们放弃了。
And to myself, my old me, my desire, my die,My will died. I gave it up.
只有这样，耶稣基督的生命可以在我们里面活出来。
Only like this, the life of Jesus Christ can live in us.
我们身上要有耶稣的印记。
And we, in our body, we should have the marks of Jesus, Lord Jesus.
就是与耶稣基督一起同钉十字架的印记。
And this mark is the mark of we nailed on the cross with Jesus Christ.
这个印记也可以说是一个死的记号。
And this mark is, or we also can say, is the mark of death.
马丁路德，金，就是马丁路德金曾经说过一句话，如果一个人没有发现他愿意为什么去死，这个人根本就不配活着。
And Martin Luther King said once, he said, if a person couldn't find out for what he went to die, and he probably not was worthy to live.
主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上的时候，当司徒约翰第一次看到主耶稣的时候，司徒约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
When Jesus comes to this world, and the first time when John the Baptist see Jesus, and he said, look, the Lamb of God, take away the world's sin.
主耶稣基督他知道他在世界上短暂的一生是为了什么目的。
And Jesus Christ knows clearly what the purpose is that his very short life on this earth.
他就是为了代替世人担负世人的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
And he know he come to this earth is he want to bear our sin and be died on the cross.
成为世人的赎罪祭，让一切认罪悔改信靠主耶稣基督的人可以罪得赦免，可以与上帝和好。
So he died on the cross, it became the sin offering for all of us. So us, for those of us who come to believe in him, we can be, have the salvation of God, reconcile with God.
我们知道复活节很快就要到了。
And we know that Easter is coming.
那我们在复活节之前，我们要来思想耶稣基督的死。
And before the Easter, we...Think about the death of Jesus Christ.
我们 也来思想，我们得跟从耶稣的人，我们要像耶稣一样，也死在十字架上。我们身上要有这个记号。
And we will think about the, for those of us we call the follower of Jesus Christ, we also died on the cross. In our body, we should have the mark of our Lord Jesus.
我们最后一起来读三处经文。
And finally, let's read together three passages.Three scriptures.
好，我们先来读《哥林多前书》十五章三十六节。
And the first one is First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 36.
好，我们一起来读：无知的人呐，你所种的若不死，就不能生。啊，我们再来读《哥林多后书》四章十节。
And the second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。我们再来读提摩太后书二章十一节。
And the last one, Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 11.
我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。我们最后再读一处经文，是在加拉太书二章二十节。
And finally, let's read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上，来寻找，来拯救我们这些注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
Well, thank you.Only begotten Son Jesus Christ, Word become flesh, come to this world, come to seek and looking for those of us who are sinners and deemed to fall and to die.
感谢主耶稣基督代替我担负我的罪，在十字架上，钉死在十字架上。
We thank you that Jesus Christ, you take away my sin and he died on the cross.
流出他的血，洗净我一切的罪。
And shed your blood and cleansing all of my sins.
主耶稣受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
And Jesus Christ was dead and buried, and third day raised from the dead.
赐给我的信心，让我信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所做的一切。
And they gave me the.A faith that by trust all the things that Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
我们愿圣灵带领我们，让我们能够跟从主耶稣基督的脚踪。
And may the Holy Spirit guide us so we can follow the footstep of Jesus Christ.
耶稣在十字架上为我舍己，我也要在十字架上与主耶稣基督一起同钉十字架。
And Jesus died on the cross for me, and I need a nail on the cross with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我愿意我们老旧的生命、有罪的生命死在十字架上，如今活过来的是主耶稣基督在我们里面活着。
So we pray that our life, our sinful life, be nailed on the cross, died on the cross. So today, live in me is the Jesus Christ who live in me.
愿我们每一个人身上都有这基督的印记。
May each one of us in our body will have the marks of Lord Jesus.
都有着十字架的印记。
We have this mark of cross.
愿世界一切的诱惑试探，愿我们自己的一切的欲望骄傲都不再诱惑我们，不再搅扰我们。
May this whole thing, world desire and our own desire, whatever, that would have no effect on us, no longer have a temptation on us.
愿我们自己心中一切的罪、一切的骄傲、一切的悖逆都已经死去。
May our all pride, our rebellions and everything can die.
让我们在耶稣基督里能够被圣灵所重生。
And may we be reborn in Christ through the Holy Spirit.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们感谢冯涛弟兄带给我们的信息。我们已经同耶稣基督同钉十字架，现在在我们里面活着的是主耶稣基督。让我们一起来用一首诗歌回应今天的信息，如露切慕溪水。
神啊，我心切慕你，如露切慕溪水。唯有你是我心所爱，我渴慕来敬拜你。
那接下来是报告事项的时间。我们这里有两个报告事项，第一个就是鼓励大家继续的在线上参加我们的聚会。我们的聚会很多聚会都是照常进行的，周二晚上7点的祷告会，周三上午10点的姊妹会，和周五晚上7点半的分享查经，还有每隔周六的提摩太团契， 我们都会在用这个 Zoom 同样的一个 link， 同样的一个那个开会的一个 ID， 然后举行。欢迎大家可以预留时间参加。然后另外在下周六，就是 the coming Saturday， 接下来的周六，4月11号早上8点有弟兄会，算是弟兄早餐会了。大家可以自己把早餐放在电脑前面，一边讨论一边可以吃哈。弟兄早餐会，我们有祷告一起分享，然后是一个很好团契的时间。好，那这就是今天2点的报告事项。那接下来我们一起来做今天的，我们一起来做我们的信仰告白，来我们读我们的使徒信经，一起。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主，我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活，后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。 Amen。 那我们接下来请冯涛弟兄带我们祝祷。
我们用民数记6:24-26啊，我们来祝祷。
But we use Numbers chapter 6:24-26 for our benediction.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们大家默祷后就散会，今天的聚会就到这里。那接下来欢迎大家继续在线上参加我们各样的小组聚会和我们周日的敬拜。